is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter winds will follow after. But there is love, and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. There's a time when leaves are falling, the woods are gray, the paths are old. The snow will come when geese are calling, you need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander, when time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder, the path is new, the world is free. Roaming in the springtime, you'll find your love in the summer sun. The frost will come and bring the harvest, and you can sleep when day is done. There is a time for us to wander, when time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder, the path is new, the world is free. Path is new, the world is free.
Our door. Well, it rained all the way down here, and I went into the club, and I stayed in the club for two sets, you know, 4.5 hours, and I came out, still raining like hell, the rain coming, wind blowing, limbs down the street. We drove to them to their house and turned on the TV, and it was, by God, a hurricane. And they didn't let us out of D.C. for 3 days. And so when I got back up there to Pennsylvania, the house was gone, and my shit was gone, and I had my truck and one auto harp and clothes on my back. And so I came back down to D.C., and I started, you know, singing around here and there, and I got over to the Child Herald. Old Bill Hurd used to run the Child Herald, and I got over there. Emmy Lou Harris was there playing. She knew me from years before, and she said, yeah, and let me come and do a little opening act for her a few times once in a while. And so I was doing that, and Bill was paying me all the cheeseburgers I could eat and five bucks a night, you know. And so about that time, the Dillards came to town to play at the Cellar Door, so I went to see him because my friends, Phil and Vivian, you heard some of Vivian's tunes tonight. She had said, come and see the Dillards if you ever get a chance. So I went up there and said, Phil and Vivian told me to come play a tune for you if I ever saw you. And they said, well, play us a tune. So, you know, brazen as could be, here I was with my damn auto harp, and I struck up a tune and played for the Dillards. Didn't know it, but at the time, Courtney Johnson and Curtis Birch of the Newgrass Revival was sitting in that room, too, at the same time, listening. And so I played him this Battle Hymn of the Republic, you know, and he said, God, that's really nice. He said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, well, I don't know. And they said, why don't you come to this bluegrass festival? I said, you must be out of your mind, man. I got hair down in my ass. I'm going to go out there and get killed. They said, no, no, man. And you know, they said, the music, you'll rise above it. And I said, okay. I didn't know what that was going to mean. I was going to be 6 feet under or 1 foot down, you know. But so they took me out there, and they played their set, and they got an encore, and they did the encore, and they got another encore. And by God, Rodney came out and drugged me and said, get out there. I ain't going to take no friend. Get out there and play. So I went out there, scared to death. I never played anything but street singing in little tiny clubs, you know, much smaller than this. And so I played something for them. They loved it. I played the Battle Hymn for them, and I thought that was going to be it. They said, no, I'm not doing this. So I did a couple more. And actually, it was the first time I ever realized that, you know, what I did as a street singer with a microphone could work in a little club or in a big hall or at a big festival. It just amazed me, you know, that the little piece of equipment, your natural stuff, just singing and playing for folks could work in a big situation. So I have the Dillards to thank for that, because I might not ever jump through that hoop of understanding that, you know, you can play the big scenes. You got to screw it up and put your fears aside and go ahead and do it. So I got them to thank. And so this is a
kind of a public thank you to the Dillards for making me do that. And I'm going to do you a song here I think is a song I love dearly. It's a song that speaks about acoustic music. It speaks about acoustic music and what it means in our lives and what our lives might be like without it. This is a tune called The Woodland Dream by Bob McQuillan and Dick Neville. The Woodland Dream. While wandering through the northern wood, I came to take my rest amidst a grove of graceful birch is where I lay my head. And the heavens were filled with fiery stars, bright diamonds they did see. And a band of angels did appear within my woodland dream. Now when first this vision filled my eyes, I dared not pay the heed. For on every angel's countenance, grave sadness I did read. Oh, what could cause such a sorrow so deep? I asked of them quite plain. When one among the angel band came forward to explain. For years we danced and sang at will, like larks we sang for free. And though we lived a simple life, we knew no poverty. But then a stranger came around, a man from across the sea. And he carried treasures never known to our community. So we sold our dance and harmony for a pound of silver and gold. Now as these riches fade away, our silent hearts grow cold. So won't you play for us, my friend? Won't you spare this one short tune? Or else we'll spend eternity as silent as the moon. Well, a stranger tale I ne'er had heard, but she spoke so innocently that I played upon my Highland pipe a tune called The Woodland Dream. And the sky became alive with the sound of angel harmony. As sweet as springtime showers fall, they sang the woodland dream. And the sky became alive with the sound of angel harmony. Sweetest springtime showers fall, they sang the woodland dream. Thanks, folks, and good night. I gotta tell you one more thing here. As long as we're giving Bowers acknowledgments, here's to the Dillards, the first one. The second one is to the gentleman that's doing the sound here this evening, who's here a great many nights doing sound for all different kinds of music, Mr. Billy Wolf. He's got a great set of ears. He just did all the engineering work for me on my new recording, and I'm just ecstatic with it. And I've had some people listen to the tape and CD and tell me they really like it and ask about who did the sound and stuff, and I'm really proud to say Billy. He was not only great in the sound business stuff like that, but he was great about, you know, being real patient with me, because, you know, boy, you can get gnarly and twisted when you get in a studio with 9,000 strings and a big, long, tall drink of water like me. But he was patient to the max. So, one last time. Good night. God bless you. I'll see you another time. Bye.